Good morning. We're holding here in Simon Tof Nun Aleph Sif Chaf in the Deir Shu edition. It's page 84. And the Mechaber tells us in Tof Nun Aleph Chaf, Hashulchanois v'hatevois shematzniim behem ochlin kol hashana. Tables and cabinets that are used for you put chametz in there all year round. Regilim la'aris aleim roischin. It was a custom to pour boiling hot water on these tables and cabinets to kasher them, to clean them for Pesach. Why? Lefi shelef omim nishpach morok min hakedeiros l'soichin. Sometimes hot soup, chametz would splatter onto these places, so you have to pour boiling hot water. Just like the liquid from the hot soup is like called an iroi, it's like poured or splattered. So to yikasha the same way. Okay. Sifkot and kuf yud gimel in the Mishnah Brura. Shematzniyim behem ochlim, chamin. Now, specifically we're talking about hot. Of course, if it was cold, then there's no concern. Avol stam tevois ein tzrichas hagola, but the average cabinet does not require a hagola process. Sifkon kufi dalu la'aris aleim. In order to kasher, we have to pour boiling hot water. Mikli rishon, from the kli rishon, meaning the tea kettle that was boiled with hot water, we pour that directly onto the table. Umahari vayol, one of the rishonim, simon kuf tzadi gimel posak loy mahani iroi. According to the Mahari vayol, iroi to pour the boiling hot water does not help. Why not? Because sometimes people put hot pashtida. Pashtida is a chametzdika with dough and meat inside, or whatever you want to put inside of it. I know it sounds good already. So they would put it directly hot onto the table. And it's as if you're using a kli rishon. Let's just clarify what we're discussing here. There's something called a dover gush. A dover gush means like a potato, a piece of meat. A potato, like an achalant, when you cut it open, we know the steam shoots out. The beans that were sitting on the plate, not as hot, but a thick food retains the heat. So this pashtida retains the heat, and now when you take it out from the oven and you put it on the counter or on the table, it has the status of like a kli rishon. So therefore, according to the Mahari vayol, it won't help to do iroi, because iroi is a lower level. Kli rishon is a higher level, which would require also a kli rishon kashering process. So that's why he says you can't do iroi. Elo, what should you do? How do you kasher it? Yachshirim al yidei evin molubon. You have to first kasher it through a hot stone, which we've discussed in the past. And then, as we mentioned in the past, you pour the boiling hot water from the kli rishon on this evin meluban. Then you move the stone, the hot stone, to a different spot of the table. And then you continue pouring the hot water in order to spread it out everywhere and kasher the whole table. He says in brackets, "Da'i afilo im harischin hu mikli sheni." This will suffice even if the boiling water came from a kli sheni, because you have the evin meluban, the ha nir sochin al hadaf avik kli rishon, because it's being boiled up on the board on this table, and then it's like a kli rishon because you have that hot stone. Va'oz muter lahaniach aleim afilo matzah chama. After you kasher it, you can even put hot matzah on that table. But Yevid Mutar al de Iro Levad, the Mishruah tells us that we started out the Sifkotan saying that all you have to do is Iroi to pour hot water. So, but Yevid, if you did not use the hot stone with the hot water and you just use the Iroi, the pouring, it's still good. So let's just review what we just learned over here. We have a table or a chest that we're discussing that you put hot food on it. And in order to kasher it, the Mishnah Brura first started telling us you have to use Iroi, because we're concerned maybe something splatters onto it, let's say a soup. Then we discuss the case of the pashtida, the doughy chametz with some filling inside, that the Marivayel tells us you have to use a hot stone and then pour the water on it, because we want to kasher it like a kli rishon. And b'di'evet, if on the actual table itself, yeah, you would take the stone, you would put it on the table and pour the hot water, move it over. And the point is that the stone, the hot stone, keeps the water, even elevates the heat. It makes it hotter, as opposed to when it hits something, it cools down.
What if
we're holding here in Sif Katan Kuf Tes Vav, and we said that in the Mechaber, you pour Lari Saleim Roischin, you pour hot water on it. Yeshu Kosvu Shitzorich Laniach Aleim Oid Mapa Eidavar Acher HaChaitzeitz. That after you do this process of kashering, you should still put down another layer, another line the table with another piece of paper or something. Now, I want to share with you, they bring down over here in the Mishnah Brura, in the Dirsh rather, that they bring from Rav Nissen Karelitz. Very important point. We know many times people have the custom of lining with this paper or aluminum foil, heavy duty. So do you have to kasher first? So he says no. He says you don't have to kasher first. He says, Shein tzorech l'hagiloi v'la'aris alav chamin lifnei kein. You don't have to pour the hot water beforehand, as he calls it, if you're taking kama shechovois shel nir kesef. Nir kesef is aluminum foil.
Right.
So you have those sheets of aluminum foil, or any other type of material, and you place it on the counter, it's not necessary. You don't have to go and kosher it. Okay? I wanted to share that with you. Now, he says, back in the Mishnah Rura, why should you line it? Shema nidbak bo yadayin oit chametz ben. Because the concern is that maybe there's actual chametz, a real item of chametz, ben. Ben means it's intact. V'ayin be'al yirav shemasik. Look in the Eliyahu that comes out. The chen roi linhoig b'tevus u'migdolim. By the cabinets, we should line it as well. U'tekemat i'eshel ataron shelo yishoyer me'uma bein hadveikim. Because it says it's almost impossible to clean it out so well that you won't have some chametz stuck there. So what we want to do is cover it up so it won't get to any food that we might have on top of it. Aval b'shulchanes pshutin ein lahachmir. But a flat table, that's easy to clean. You see the table is there, you clean it out and finished. So then you don't have to line it as well. V'ayin l'kamon sim tafnun beis, sif alfa beis, mishn bruh shom, we'll see a further elaboration on this topic. Moving right along to sif chof alif in the mechaber, back on top of the page. Chovios shel cheres, barrels of earthenware, clay barrels, shenosnu behem shecher so'irim. You put in there beer, barley beer. Beer made from barley. Mutarim b'hagala. You can kasher these barrels through hagala. Or be'iroi shloisha yamim. Or with a process called iroi, you're pouring water into it for 3 days. Before we see the Ramah, to finish this Mishnah Brura, the Sif here, let's see the Mishnah Brura in the Sifkan Kufte Zayin. You have barrels that contain the beer. Even if these barrels contain the beer for a few days, what's the Mishnah telling us? He brings from the Taz and other Achorim that the taste really got inside to the barrel. It absorbed inside the barrel. So he says, Mutarim b'hagol, you can still kasher them. The Hod Damrina, so now he's going to ask a question. Let me say outside first before I read the words inside. We learned earlier that Kli Cheres, you can't kasher. So how come over here we're saying Kakasha Kli Cheres? So now he's going to clarify, when did we say you cannot kasher Kli Cheres? And when did we say now you can kasher Kli Cheres? That's what he's dealing with now. So he says like this, the Hod Damrinun, this that we mentioned, Kli Cheres Eino Yoitze Mide Dofyo Li Oilam. This that we've said in the past, that the walls of a kli cheres, of earthenware, once they absorb the taste, it does not go out. And that's a problem. Hainu dafka kishabolo al dei ha'ur. That's on that klal, that the walls of the barrel of a cheres do not leave. That's only when it was absorbed through fire, through a hot temperature. What are we talking about here? We're talking about cold. You have the container, the barrel, that's holding the cold beer. You know, just this past Friday night, before the Shalom Zachar, I put the beverages, the soda, whatever it was, some beer for the Shalom Zachar, put it outside the house. Natural refrigeration. Right? So it's cold. So then when it's cold, you can remove the taste from it. When it's cold, you can remove the taste through Hagala. Lefi tamze, according to what we just said, that you can remove the taste through Hagala. Afilu bechamin, mutter lishtamish boy achar Hagala o iroi. Then that means after I did Hagala to this barrel, I can use this barrel for something hot. I can use the barrel for something hot as well, or through pouring hot stuff into it. Afilu hu ben yoimoy mibliyas hasheicher. Even if it has been used in the past 24 hours to absorb the taste of the beer. There's a different opinion that it's only permissible to use this barrel when it has not been used in the past 24 hours. The su having nice in town of gam, and because then it would afterwards, if it's not a ben yomo, it would not enhance the taste of the liquid of the beverage, but rather it would spoil the taste. Right? We said nois in tam of gam means that it does not give a positive taste, but it ruins the taste of something inside. So if it's not 24 hours, then it ruins the taste of what it's giving off. So we discussed so far in the Mechaber that we can kasha this barrel through Hagala. Now we're going to discuss, you can kash another way called through Shloshi Yom, 3 days. What does this mean? Sif Katan Kuf Yud Ches, Shloshi Yom, the Hainu, what do you do? Shiyim Malenu Mayim, you fill up the barrel with water. Afilu Tsoininim, I'll call Gedoysov. Even if it's cold water, and you have it overflow over the sides of the barrel. And the water should stay in the barrel for 24 hours or more. Consecutive 24 hours. Okay, that means if, let's say after 12 hours, somebody came and knocked it out the water, you have to start again. You need 24 straight hours. What do? Ya'are mimenu es hamayim. You pour out the water. V'imalenu mayim acherim, and you fill in water for another 24 hours. V'yeshu b'soich ha'chavdal shoyes etzufin, and then you put in another water for 24 hours straight. V'achakach a third time. Y'are oisam imenu, you pour it inside there. V'imalenu mayim acherim, and then you fill it up with other water. V'yeshu b'soich ha'esrim v'arba shoyes etzufin, another 24 hours consecutive. U'shloishim y'eis l'eis. Elu, ein srichin liyoyser tzufin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that it doesn't have to be done Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It doesn't have to be 3 consecutive days in a row. You can do it on Sunday, and then 24 hours straight, another time, 24 hours straight, and then you know, you already have 2 in the bank at 24 hours, I do a third time, 24 hours as well. Elo, afilo mufuzarin, even if it's scattered in different times, Kimoishin is bayer biyoredea simun kuflam rehe, as is explained over there. Vafilu b'mezupov mahani iroi. Even if it's tarred, the barrel has tar, is tarred in it, there's tar, it still helps to do this iroi process of pouring the water in and pouring it out. Kedisa biyoredea. Vida, the das hashach biyoredea simun kuflam rehe, sifkad lam gimel. The bishar isurim ein la hakel al de iroi shloshi yamim. This, what we're discussing now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a din not applying to Pesach. Shar Isur means other types of Isser. Let's say it's Basar V'Chalov. Let's say it's Treif. So, in regards to this whole heter of Iroi, of pouring the water in, that only helps He says, Ein lahakel, one should not be lenient through this process of pouring for 3 days and pouring it out. If imhaya kavash iser, if the iser was soaking in it, pickling, it was soaking in it, in a kli hater mi eis la'eis for 24 hours, the kaimolon kavash kimavushal, because there's a halacha in your dais in pei zayin that if something soaks in the barrel, it's like it's cooked in there. It's kavash kimavushal. Over mivushal lekuli alma, and when it cooks, according to everyone, loy mahani iroi. Iru does not help. Afilo bishar kelim, even with other kelim, she'enim klicheris, that are not klicheris, ayin shum. Fine. So that's a halacha in regards to other isurim, not in regards to Pesach. Let's now continue, just to scratch the surface with the Ramah. We have a few more minutes to see the Ramah in commenting on the Mechaber here. The Ramah says like this: Hagolas achavis, yase b'derech zeh. How do we do hagolah to this barrel? Yilabein avonim, you should heat up stones. Yisimein b'hem, and then you put the stones in the barrel. V'ya'are aleihem roischim mikli rishon, and then you pour the boiling hot water from the kli rishon. What does it mean, the kli rishon? You take a tea kettle, fill it up with water, boil it. It's just the easiest to pour as well, and that's the kli rishon. Taking a pot is just much more dangerous and much more difficult. And then you move the barrel around that the hagola process, the hot water on the stone, should move and touch every part of the barrel. If you put wine or honey without hagala, rak shehedichan, in this barrel, but you just clean it out well, shehedichan heitev tchila, you clean out the barrel well, mutu lishtois mimenu Pesach, you can still drink from it on Pesach. Okay, let's just see, we have time for at least sifkot and kufiyot tes. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's on the same page, in some editions, so on top of the page. V'hagolas, the Ramah told us, V'hagolas achavis yaseb derzeh. How do you do hagol to the barrel? In the following process. Now, he's going to tell us, we have to open the bottom part of the barrel and clean it out very well. Scrape out any actual chametz that might be in there. Now, what chametz are we talking about? We're talking about, as we discussed, the sheikhar soirim, the beer from the barley grain. That's 100% the chametz stick. Right? So, a container, a barrel that has that ability to open up the bottom, Mishnah Berurah will tell us now, you have to open it up, get in there, and clean it out. Let's see inside. He says, "Tzarech lahasis shulei hachavis in hushal eitz." If the barrel is made out of wood, it's a wooden barrel, you have to remove the bottom part, shulayim is the base of this barrel, legarir heitev mi bifnim b'chol hasdokim, to scrape the inside from all of the cracks that the cracks might be there, to clean it all out. Vegam shemotzei shmarim shemedubakim b'shulei hachavis. Sometimes you also have the sediments, the shmarim, the sediments that are stuck to the bottom part of the barrel. V'hagolah v'iroi loimahani ela lahaflit havaluah shebifnim. This is very important. This we do hagala or iroi. We purge it, we pour the boiling hot water. That only helps if it's a absorbed in the walls of the pot. But if it is actual chametz there, hagala doesn't help. So you have to remove any particles of chametz. Any pieces of chametz, they have to be removed. Avoloi lahachametz sheish be'en. If this chametz is actually there, hagala will not help. So we have to first make sure we clean it out well. Now, v'imhu shel cheres. What happens if this barrel is pottery? You can't remove the bottom. You remove the bottom, you don't have the barrel. Tzarech liftoyach piyach chavis kol kach gadol. You have to make sure you open up the opening, the top part of the barrel, as well as you can. that you'll be able to stick your hand inside, and to clean it out well, to scrub it out very well from the inside and all the sides. Achein, however, ha'achreinim hiskimu, the achreinim agree, one should not use a barrel with that's the b'chavis eitz shel sheicha, a wooden barrel of beer. Shematzi behen gumois, that has cracks in it, holes in it. Not cracks, also seeping out, but has holes in it. Gam iya shel nakir bein hanisarim shel yishar sham mashu zuhama bein nesla nesa. Furthermore, it's very difficult to remove all of the chametz or the schmutz that's stuck in between one plank to another plank of the boards of this barrel. Therefore, who chametz gomer v'yishar be'en, it's 100% bona fide chametz and it'll stay intact. V'ayin be'el yirabi, look in the el yirabi, b'shem ha'prisha, who says the name of the prisha, the nishtamis b'chavis shel sheichar, that if you use a barrel, b'chavis shel sheichar, a barrel that was beer was inside, v'loi paschu hashulaim, and you didn't open the bottom part of the barrel, v'nikru heitev, and you did not clean it well, osir afilu b'dyevet, it's osir even ex post facto, you cannot use it. Why? D'loi mahani hagolo l'mashu b'en, same point, you cannot do Hagala to actual chametz. Hagala works to that which was absorbed in the walls of the pot, but not to a piece of chametz which might be stuck there. Achein, im pasach echad mishuleha, I'm just telling us a practical point here, if you're able to open up one of the boards at the bottom of the barrel, v'nikar heite bifnim, and then you clean it out well from the inside, mahani hagala helps, b'diyevet. Okay. Let's just finish this for today. This all applies to a chavis, a barrel of beer, or other mashke chametz, other chametzdik drink. A chavis shel mei dvash yish lahatir b'hagola, but a barrel of med, an alcoholic beverage, which was not chametzdik necessarily, yesh lahatir b'hagola af al pi shenizbashel hadvash b'yoyra, even though this dvash, the honey, was cooked in a pot, shebishlu boy sheichar, toich meis la'eitz, within the past 24 hours. So in this barrel that you used to make the med, it was also used the past 24 hours to bake, to make the beer, it's still permissible. So just sort of right, it could be it's right. It could be it. It loosens. It's not as severe. The taste not going directly into the med. Just to review here, the main point that Rama is telling us is that it has to be, the barrel has to be cleaned out well from any particles of chametz. After it's cleaned out well from the particles of chametz, then you can do the hagala or the iri process. Right.